Press Film Radio. This is Chiara Nicoletti from the 9th edition of Rome International Film Festival. Today I'm at the co-production market, New Cinema Network, and I'm in company of Newton Aduaka, who's presenting here his new project, Oil on Water. So, hi, Newton.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So, if I read correctly, this film project, Oil on Water, is based on a book by author Helen Habila.
That's right. No, it's written by Helen. Helen's actually an acclaimed writer. It's his third novel. Helen's a friend of mine. He had written this novel. He'd sent me actually the manuscript of the novel before publishing, and said to me, you know, it sounds like I think you should read this. Very interesting. And you know, I opened this manuscript page by page, you know, reading through it, and it was like everything was totally visual. I mean, he's a very visual writer. I'd adapted his first novel before. To a screenplay, so you know, but it's like everything where he writes, you know, it's just, you know, you see it for cinema, and it's a subject, and especially with a subject that is very, very powerful and can be quite heavy, but he found a way to sort of keep the complexity of the situation, because as you know, the film is set in the Niger Delta of Nigeria. Let's keep the complexity of that, but carry you through with a narrative strength that just drives the whole thing, home. And it was perfect.
So you share the same creative vision.
Yeah, we were born pretty much the same year in Nigeria, so we grew up around the same times, and we were born mid-60s, and so, you know, we grew up through the 60s, 70s, late 60s, 70s, and 80s in Nigeria, which were very, very tough times, you know, very difficult, very military dictatorships, change of government, change of driving system, driving from the right side of the road to the left side of the road, change of currency, change, and you know, change from imperial measurements, pounds and to kilograms. You know, everything was changing. You know. And there's a sense of that in this book. There's a sense of a generation that went through so much and you know had to learn to adjust constantly. And working with him or working on his material is like really something that I dream to have written for myself. But it's better when someone else has written and you have like an objective sense of it. And it's great.
So what does Oil on Water talk about? Can you tell me something about the story?
In a nutshell, Oil on Water tells the story of a kidnapped European oil worker's wife. The woman has come to Nigeria to meet up with her husband, who works in Port Harcourt, which is somewhere in the south of Nigeria, in the Niger Delta, works for an oil company. And anyway, I'm not going to tell you the details, but she's kidnapped. The husband hires two journalists. Why journalists? Well, that's for you to find out. But two journalists to go and track down his wife. And if he finds who he believes have been kidnapped by militants. And if he finds her to find out how much they want.
And talking about what you're doing here at the New Cinema Network, I assume that you're looking for co-producers. So do you have already an idea in mind of who are the partners that you would like to get involved in the project?
No, I mean we're quite open. You know, we've come here completely open. We're already speaking to a UK co-producer, but we're open to co-producers that feel that this is a project for them. I think what's more important is, you know, producers that are interested in making a film which is really very timely. It's a film beyond the premise I mentioned about this couple, two journalists going in search of this woman, European woman in the middle of the Niger Delta. remember the Niger Delta is the area that has been totally ecologically damaged by oil exploitation over the past 50 years, 60 years in Nigeria. So it's an ecological movie. It's a movie that has that's an ecological conscience. So as we go into it, we're dealing with that. So we're interested in people, you know, producers that really have that really want to bring some, that understand this part of the film and know that, you know, there is something, you know, this is a film that can really appeal to a broad audience, although it's a thriller, it's a strongly a drama, and it has elements of mystery and some bit of love story somewhere along the way, but yeah.
Talking to some of your colleagues, like in this presenting their projects here, what we notice is that sometimes, even if when you're talking, you're getting to talk to these potential co-producers or people that are sharing your same experience, like presenting their project here, sometimes it's even useful and rewarding just to talk to people and share some views so that you can get new ideas, new points of view.
Yes, I think this is very important. I mean, this is the strength of somewhere like this, that, you know, you come to a place like this, it's for producers, the producer space, you're with your peers, and, you know, you learn a lot, you exchange a lot of ideas, you know, you meet people who have who might think, oh, yeah, this project is good for this distributor, we worked with them, or this sales agent, and they say, oh, well, I'll recommend you, and they'll pass you on to them, you know. So it's a good platform. It's a fantastic platform for, you know, that's been set up, the NCN. I think, you know, there's nothing like it, you know, in this kind of way. And that's very... We're actually at the L'Atelier in at the Cannes Film Festival, and it was from there that Alexa saw the project and then asked us to come here. So it's similar to L'Atelier, which is really designed for producers, and I think that's a place for them to, you know, to meet up and to network and to help each other, and also to build relationships over the next projects. You know, it's not just this one project. You must remember, this is you're finding co-producers that you might eventually work with on, you know, for the next 3, 4, 5 films, and that would be perfect, because that way you don't have to go through to reinvent the wheel to go from beginning again. You just call each other because you met somewhere like this.
And so, if everything goes right, when are you planning to start shooting?
Well, we've scheduled shooting principal photography to begin September of 2015. We've raised 800,000 euro in equity. The budget is about 3 million. We've got 800,000, and there's still possibilities of raising some more. You know, of being able to raise some more of this. This equity has come from Nigeria, 800,000. And, you know, I'm going back. I've been invited back again to see meet some further investors. So hopefully we'll be able to raise some more money from equity from Nigeria. But, you know, but we're still looking. I mean, if we can get 30%, it'd be nice to make this find a European co-production angle to it, because it was developed by my company, the company I own with two other filmmakers. In Paris, a company called Granite Films. So Granite Films developed it. Granite Films has raised this money from Nigeria, and that money goes through, is part of what funds Granite Films to produce this, that will eventually go into, through Granite Films, produce the film.
Newton, I wish you the best of luck for everything and for your film, Oil and Water. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
And this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 9th edition of Rome International Film Festival, the new cinema network for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.